Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 14, text number 49. King Pururava enchanted by Urvasi. Pururavasa evasit. Trai treta mukhe nripa. Agnina prayaja raja. Lokam gandharvam evan. Pururavasa. From King Pururava. Eva. Thus. Asit. There was. Trayi, the Vedic principles of karma, jnana, and upasana. Treta mukhe, in the beginning of the Treta Yuga. Ripa, O King Parikshit. Agnina, simply by generating the fire of sacrifice. Prajaya, by his sons. Raja, King Pururava. Lokam, to the planet. Gandharvam, of the Gandharvas. Eiyavan, achieved. Translation purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O Maharaj Pariksit, at the beginning of Treta Yuga, King Pururava inaugurated a karma kanda sacrifice. Thus Pururava, who considered the yogic fire his son, was able to go to the Gandharva Loka as he desired. Purport. In Satyuga, Lord Narayan was worshipped by meditation. Krite tadayato Vishnum. Indeed, everyone always meditate upon Lord Vishnu, Narayana, and achieved every success by this process of meditation. The next yuga, Treta Yuga, the performance of Yajna began. Tretayam yajito mukai. Therefore the verse says, Trai Treta mukai. Ritualistic ceremonies are generally called fruitive activities. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, then in Treta Yuga, beginning in the Swayambhuva Manvantara, ritualistic fruit activities were similarly manifested from Priyavrata, etc. That's in the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 9th canto, 14th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled King Pururava Enchanted by Urvasi. And now we start a descriptive chapter of Parasurama, Lord's warrior incarnation. And I'll just read the translations. Shukadeva Goswami continued, O King Pariksit, from the womb of Urvasi, six sons were generated by Pururava. Their names were Ayu, Shutayu, Satyayu, Raya, Vijaya, and Jaya. This translation. The son of Shutayu was Vasuman. The son of Satyayu, Shutanjaya. The son of Raya, Eka. The son of Jaya, Amita. And the son of Vijaya, Bhima. The son of Bhima was Kanchana. The son of Kanchana was Hotraka. The son of Hotraka was Janu, who drank all the water of the Ganges in one sip. Translation, the son of Janu was Puru, the son of Puru was Balaka, the son of Balaka was Ajaka, the son of Ajaka was Kusha. Kusha had four sons named Kushambu, Tanaya, Vasu, and Kusanaba. The son of Kusanaba was Gandhi. Hope everyone's remembering all these names. So when you dream at night, you can dream about all these personalities. King Gaudi had a daughter named Satyavati, whom a Brahmana sage named Ritika requested from the king to be his wife. King Gaudi, however, regarded Ritika as an unfit husband for his daughter, and therefore he told the Brahmana, "My dear sir, I belong to the dynasty of Kusha. Because we are aristocratic Kshatriyas, you have to give some dowry for my daughter. Therefore, please bring at least 1,000 horses, each as brilliant as moonshine, and each having one black ear, whether right or left." The son of King Gaudi was Vishvamrita, who was said to be a Brahmana and Kshatriya combined. Vishvamrita attained the status of a Brahmarshi, as explained later. From the marriage of Satyavati with Ritika Muni, who would come a son with the spirit of a Kshatriya king, Gandhi demanded that an uncommon request be fulfilled before the Brahmana Ritika could marry his daughter. When King Gaudi made this demand, the great sage Ritika could understand the king's mind. Therefore, he went to the demigod Varuna and brought from him 1,000 horses that Gaudi had demanded. After delivering these horses, the sage married the king's beautiful daughter. Thereafter, Ritika, Muni's wife and mother-in-law, each desiring a son, requested the Muni to prepare an oblation. Thus, Ritika Muni prepared one oblation for his wife with a Brahman mantra and another for his mother-in-law with a Kshatriya mantra. Then he went out to bathe. Meanwhile, because Satyavati's mother thought that the oblation prepared for her daughter, Ritika's wife, must be better, she asked her daughter for that oblation. Satyavati therefore gave her own oblation to her mother and ate her mother's oblation herself. A husband naturally has some affection for his wife, purport. Therefore, Satyavati's mother thought that the oblation prepared for Satyavati, by the sage Ritika must have been better than her own oblation. In Ritika's absence, the mother took the better oblation from Satyavati and ate it. When the great sage Ritika returned home after bathing and understood what had happened in his absence, he told his wife Satyavati, "You have done a great wrong. Your son will be a fierce Kshatriya, able to punish everyone, and your brother will be a learned scholar in spiritual science." Purport. A Brahmana is highly qualified when he can control his senses and mind, when he is a learned scholar in spiritual science, and when he is tolerant and forgiving. A Kshatriya, however, is highly qualified when he is fierce and giving punishment to wrongdoers. These qualities are stated as in Bhagavad Gita. Because Satyavati, instead of eating her own oblation, had eaten one that was meant for her mother, she would give birth to a son imbued with Kshatriya spirit. This was undesirable. The son of a Brahmin is generally expected to become a Brahmin. But if such a son becomes fierce like a Kshatriya, he is designated according to the description of the four Vanaras in Bhagavad Gita. Chaturavanyan maya shristam guna karma vibhagasha. If the son of a Brahmin does not become like a Brahmin, he may be called a Kshatriya, Vaishya, or a Shudra, according to his qualifications. The basic principle for dividing society is not a person's birth, but its qualities and actions. Satyavati, however, pacified Ritika Muni with peaceful words and requested that his son not be like a fierce Kshatriya. Ritika Muni replied, "Then your grandson will be of a Kshatriya spirit." as Jagmandagni was born as the son of Satyavati. Purport. The great sage Ritika was very angry, but somehow or another Satyavati pacified him. And at her request, he changed his mind. It is indicated that the son of Jagmandagni would be born as Parashurama. Satyavati later became the sacred river Kaushiki, to purify the entire world, and her son Jagmandagni married Renuka. Really, must be interesting how a princess turns into a river. Does anyone know how to do that? Interesting. A lot of interesting things. By the seven of Jagmandagni, many sons headed by Vasuman were born from the womb of Renuka. The youngest of them was named Rama or Parasuram. Translation. Learned scholars accept this Parashuram as the celebrated incarnation of Vasudeva, who annihilated the dynasty of Kartavirya. Parashuram killed all the Kshatriyas on earth 21 times. Translation. Now we get into extremely long purport. So, just to read the purport will take all the time, and then we won't be able to speak on it. So I'll stop there. Yes. One more than 20. It means that the Kshatriyas, he killed them one time. That's one time. And then their sons grew up and he killed them. And then their sons grew up and he killed them too. Yeah, he waited till they had sons and then he killed them. He was very considerate. Anything else? Thank you very much. Krandaraj, Shrimad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai.